W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More names put forward to be members of the new Donald Trump administration, including
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has been tapped for Homeland Security Secretary. She was on the short list to be Trump's running mate, but her star dimmed after she wrote in her memoir that she once shot and killed her family's dog. She also had to correct an error in the memoir where she claimed to have met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
ABC's Christiane Cordero, Fox News host Pete Hegseth is to be Secretary of Defense. He has urged the president-elect to clean house at the Pentagon. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. It's unclear how that department will be created or funded. At least 11 employees were taken to hospitals in Louisville, Kentucky last night after the partial collapse at a company that makes food colorings and dyes. The FAA has now prohibited U.S. airlines from flying to Haiti for 30 days after gangs shot at three planes at the Port-au-Prince Airport, a Spirit Airlines flight hit by bullets. This is ABC News. For the first time in more than 2 months, Russia has targeted the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. The attack today using missiles and drones. No word yet on the damage, but Ukrainian officials say air defenses knocked several missiles out of the sky. The cost of filling up your gas tank falling to a three-year low, says ABC's Alex Stone.
Gas prices could be days away from hitting a nationwide average under $3 a gallon. Already many areas of the country are in the upper $2 range. Prices are coming down as demand for gas has been weakening and oil prices have been low. The Energy Department reporting the average price is now at $3.05 a gallon, down 2 cents in the past week. The one outlier being California, where the average price is $4.25 a gallon for regular unleaded. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Major League Baseball team will need a new home next season. Anybody got a stadium they could rent? Hurricane Milton wrecked the roof of the stadium where the Tampa Bay Rays play. Now inspectors say it won't be ready till 2026. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will co-host. We'll talk to Dr. Tim Slicker from Busted Pencils on Trump's plan for the Department of Education. Plus, the truth bomb too many Democrats need to hear. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Landscapers count on Kalani Topsoil for our consistent quality shredded soil used on major projects. No sticks or rocks to rake out. In fact, it spreads out as smooth as butter. And deliveries that are on time, every time, so the work crew isn't standing around. Now that saves you time and money in the long run. Landscapes and landscapers love Kalani Topsoil.
Take it from a worm. Trust the guys who know good dirt.
KalaniTopsoil.com.
Now that's good dirt.
The J.R. Car Sport Brief on the Infinity Sports Network.
I'm not watching these guys run routes. I'm watching the game. And I know they ain't got nobody worth a damn to come out there and really catch the ball outside of CeeDee Lamb. And with CeeDee Lamb making, what, $136 million, who's going to tell them to run better routes? Troy Aikman is yelling into the abyss thinking about all of this. Not something that Jerry Jones would say, right?
96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone.
Greetings on a Wednesday morning from Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome in, everybody. It's the Midwest Farm Report. I'm the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke. We're at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention here in Kansas City. We'll be for the rest of this week. Now, it's a little warmer here in Kansas City and definitely drier than what it's been in Wisconsin. Got another chance of rain in the forecast later this afternoon. Cloudy skies today, highs around 50 with a little bit of a breeze out of the southeast. Tonight, rain probably before midnight. Overnight lows down to 44. Tomorrow, we've still got a chance of rain in the morning with cloudy skies the rest of the day on Thursday. Highs around 50. Sunshine returns on Friday. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, will be joining us with all the weather details you're looking for in about 15 minutes.
We're all mutual assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
The overall dry conditions this fall have allowed producers to apply nutrients before the ground freezes. And as farmers are emptying their pits and lagoons before winter, there's a free tool available to help them more effectively apply manure and follow their nutrient management plans. Chris Clark is an outreach specialist with the Nutrient and Pest Management Team at the Division of Extension. She represents Northeastern Wisconsin. She tells us more about this smartphone app. Chris also says that right now is a good time for farmers to download it as they take advantage of this weather.
Yeah, harvest was in fast forward this year. Actually, most people are just starting this time. If it was a normal harvest, we'd just be starting maybe corn, grain. But a lot of people are done. They're done with soybeans. We're getting pretty close to wrapping up harvest. And the weather's been really, really good. So people are making quite advantage of the nice weather, and they're spreading manure. And this spring, not a lot of manure went out because it was so wet. So people did have maybe a little bit that gathered up here through the summer as crops were growing, and to have this opportunity and just great field conditions to spread manure for the upcoming crop season, it's really beneficial.
What's available out there to make nutrient application more efficient, make it easier to follow a nutrient management plan? And Extension does have tools out there to help a grower do this.
The University of Wisconsin's nutrient and pest management team got a grant from the Dairy Innovation Hub a couple of years ago. What they were hearing from farmers and from agronomists and the nutrient management plan writers was, yeah, we can create all these really cool maps for farmers about where they can spread manure and where they can't spread manure. But really the operators in the tractor were like, sometimes I forget my maps. I can't decipher because you can put a lot of information on there. And so the SNAP Plus team, which also writes the nutrient management SNAP Plus program for nutrient management, came up with a very simple app. It's actually free for all Wisconsin growers, and it's called Manure Tracker. And SMART, as part of it, the SMART Manure Tracker actually stands for SNAP Plus Manure Application Real-Time Tracker. And basically, you would load that onto a smartphone. They have it for iPhone or Android. And a lot of farmers have been able to work with their counties in some regions, and they have an enhancement where they can help some farmers purchase a standalone, like, tablet to take in their tractor to be able to use. And as they're going through their field, it takes into account any of the areas where manure is not allowed to be spread. And so it will start flashing red. It will actually vibrate the device if it has that capability to let the farmer know, like, oh, you've just entered a spot that you cannot spread manure.
You're taking something that was once maybe printed out on paper, and now it's plug and play. It's in your phone. How does it know where you are? Is it just a simple, like, GPS?
Yeah, it's actually able to use the phone GPS, and a lot of technologies allow that to be really, really accurate. I would say depending on, you know, your area, the state that you're in, and how many different towers your phone can bounce off of, it can be within 5 to 16 feet of accuracy. And that really helps farmers know, like, if they might be nervous about a potential EPA or DNR manure audit, where those people sometimes come out and they're pulling measuring tapes and they're being like, oh, the edge of this manure that you spread, you know, actually came into this area 4 or 5 feet. It's going to help them prevent that maybe nervous issue if they become audited.
Another benefit is it doesn't matter what year your tractor is, because all you need to have is a smartphone.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is it's pretty hard to find anyone that, you know, doesn't have a phone that they carry with them all the time. And I think secondly, too, the university made it free, and they want people to have, you know, this technology. They wanted to make it as easy as possible. Yeah, so I'm thinking of, you know, we've got 3.66 million acres that are in a nutrient management plan. And the other benefit of this is this app talks back to your nutrient management plan. So when you're done with an application in a field, or when a farmer completes all their fall manure spreading, it then creates an Excel file and it sends it back to SNAP Plus, should you choose to. You don't have to use that if you don't want to, but my goodness, I've helped people write nutrient management plans in the winter, and that can be a lot of, like, slow typing and data entry. And if the app can record that documentation and send it there for you, it's a great time saver too.
Yeah. You know, we talked a lot about the benefits of proper nutrient application because it makes it easier to comply then with your nutrient management plan. Not all farms do have a nutrient management plan. So I do want to ask, what are the other benefits that a farmer sees?
Yeah, I would say a good one is, yeah, so say maybe you don't have enough manure on your farm to cover all of your acres. This is going to show you, like, oh, I only covered the north side of the field, you know, this fall. And then you can relook at your records through the app of what other fields might need it, and then maybe base it off of current soil tests where you really need it. And so maybe you did some soil testing this fall, and you can say, oh, that field on the south side of the property, especially the north end of that field, tested low. That's where I'm going to spread some manure. So I think It could eventually, you know, really help with maybe precision applying. If some farmers wanted to do that, it's a really, hey, we said it was free, and it's a technology that we all have, that smartphone in our pockets every day.
Speaking of the style of application, does the manure tracker take into account the way in which you apply manure? And two, what's the popular ways people are doing it these days?
The app allows you to be as specific as you want. So you can enter in different manure sources. So if you're emptying out the calf bedding pack or if it's dairy liquid manure and it came from pit one, you can all record that data. You can choose the load size. So you'll be able to know if that's a tanker and whether or not you're spreading that, you know, just applying on the surface. A majority of it, I would say, is they're trying to be really good stewards of the land. And it's beneficial to incorporate that into the soil. And then it keeps a lot of the nutrients in place until we have a growing season next year.
Chris Clark, along with us from the Nutrient and Pest Management team with the Division of Extension, encouraging you to download the Manure Tracker app. This is a free tool to help growers best apply nutrients. She says another free tool for producers to check out is also the Runoff Risk Advisory page. This will show you a color-coded map by county of the level of runoff risk if you spread manure, and it's based on the weather and field conditions. You can find that by searching UW Extension Runoff Risk online. A sample of the free tools available to you through the Division of Extension. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? Almost 75% of Maine voters agreed with that statement November 5th, overwhelmingly passing ballot initiative question one. But its second act may be even more important. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court allowed unlimited contributions to super PACs by corporations and individuals in its Citizens United decision and subsequent rulings, as long as the spending was independent of the candidate. Attack ads not endorsed by the candidate are a common example. Maine's amendment will limit individual contributions to super PACs to be used for such independent expenditures to $5,000 and require reporting of those contributions. Big money donors will undoubtedly challenge the law, which is what Harvard Law money and politics expert Lawrence Lessig and his pro-voter group Equal Citizens expect. Lessig points to existing U.S. Supreme Court precedents upholding the right of states to set campaign contribution limits. In a 2023 statement, Lessig said, "I am confident that when the United States Supreme Court finally gets the chance to rule on the question, it will uphold Maine's law and thereby change the law governing super PACs across the nation." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm going to talk about the new information environment. Elon Musk controls all the info. What does that mean? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Look for hunting land. Compeer Financial can help. All the resources you're looking for available online at compeer.com. Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, joining us live on a Wednesday morning. Do you remember back in the day when you joined us here in Kansas City for the Farm Broadcaster Convention? I know it's been a little while, but guess what? Not a lot has changed, as you can well imagine. What do we got coming up weather-wise today, Stu?
That was a long time ago, Pam. And, you know, I remember always after the convention, it seemed like winter really settled in. Not the case this year. In fact, as we head through mid and into the later part of this week, a whole lot more mild air is going to be building in. I'm looking ahead toward the weekend now, Saturday and Sunday, when southern Wisconsin may be in the mid or upper 50s. Yes, in the northwest, we may be struggling to hold on near 50, as you would expect. expect in far northwest Wisconsin, the normal high isn't quite that far away. Let's talk about what's going on. That low pressure system that built in from the Pacific Northwest pulled the frontal boundaries into the Dakotas near western Minnesota all through yesterday and last night. Now, I'm expecting that the low pressure system will slide right across southern Wisconsin late tonight into very early tomorrow morning. That's why I expect there'll be some rain. Again, west and northwest Wisconsin may see some rain develop here in the afternoon, and then later in the day, in fact, not until evening in the southeast part of the state, but that's when some rain develops. The lightest rain will be in the west and northwest, a couple of tenths of an inch, a little heavier in central Wisconsin, Racine, far southeast Wisconsin, even up to a half or three quarters of an inch a possibility, lighter the further you head to the west and north. So there's going to be some rain. We can expect that. Those temperatures stay mild, though, not going to freeze up or cause any problems. No wintry precipitation to be expected. Overall, still very mild weather. And here we are heading right to the middle of the month of November, and the temperatures for this month have indeed stayed on the above normal side and will be that way, it really looks to me, right on into next week as well. Just not changing at all. Oh, I know a bunch of deer hunters in Wisconsin hoping for that to make a big difference as we head on toward the upcoming weekend, next weekend that is, but I don't see those cool temperatures as of this point. It still sounds very mild, very much like an early autumn pattern, if you will, compared to what should be late autumn as we head on toward the winter season. So we're going to talk about rain and the timing. We'll do that right after this.
Ah, the seasons change, and so do the offers at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here for the crew at Bavaria Sausage, located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. Always open online, BavariaSausage.com. Hey, listen, hunters, I know you're getting ready for your fall experience. Don't forget, Bavaria Sausage, ready to help you create some fantastic food products with what you harvest. Check out their website or talk to them personally. And if you're not paying attention to the calendar, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And again this year, Bavaria Sausage offering you whole turkey options from locally grown sources. Just remember, get your order in today so that they can guarantee the supply is ready for you. Phone number 608-271-1295. That's 608-271-1295. Let the holidays begin early at Bavaria Sausage.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update, indeed very mild today, where I expect there'll be some sun, but skies will become cloudy, count on that, and some rain chance developing in the afternoon in northwest Wisconsin by evening in the southeast. Temps still in the 40s in the north, closer to 50 or so in the south. The southeast winds about 5 to 15. That low starts pushing towards southern Wisconsin. A frontal boundary edges in. Clouds and rain overnight. Temps down in the lower 40s and upper 30s in the north. Southeast winds become northwest, only about 5 to 10. Not a real windy spell. Still some rain lingering into Thursday, especially in central and eastern Wisconsin. That all comes to an end. Mostly cloudy skies. Maybe some clearing in the north. Northwest, and that's where we hit the upper 40s and low 50s with the northwest winds at 5 to 10. And Friday, here we have a beautiful day, mostly sunny skies, close to 50 in the north, mid-50s in the south with the northwest winds at 5. And I expect those mid-50s in the south Saturday, maybe even a little more mild Sunday, but there may just be a little rain to wrap up our upcoming weekend. We'll have to keep an eye on that one as it develops and moves along. But all in all, very mild, really nice autumn weather. And, of course, we are going to talk still about some additional moisture. That's a benefit in the long run, helping build up that soil moisture in the soil. And we really do indeed need a lot of that after the way we dried out heading through September and October. It's all good news to share. So there's going to be some rain. We'll have a little rain to talk about here for later in the week. But the continuation of that mild pattern is exactly what's going to be in store and will be in store as we head right on into next weekend as well. Sounds like, Pam, you'll have a nice trip back, coming back to more comfortable November weather once again.
All right. Thanks for the update, Stu. Appreciate it. Stu Mocker, Ag Meteorologist, with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update on a Wednesday. Compure Financial is your financial partner, committed to agriculture and that rural lifestyle that you're looking for. Find more details online, compure.com. On the way, as the weather changes, more critters are looking for shelter, and that may mean coming into your space. Charity Seebecker's got an interesting conversation with the owners of Skedaddle Humane Wildlife Control on some of the signs you might want to pay attention to when it comes to critters trying to come indoors for the winter. Stand by. That's on the way for a Wednesday.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More names put forward to be members of the new Donald Trump administration, including
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has been tapped for Homeland Security Secretary. She was on the short list to be Trump's running mate, but her star dimmed after she wrote in her memoir that she once shot and killed her family's dog. She also had to correct an error in the memoir where she claimed to have met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
ABC's Christiane Cordero, Fox News host Pete Hegseth is to be Secretary of Defense. He has urged the president elect to clean house at the Pentagon. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. It's unclear how that department will be created or funded. At least 11 employees were taken to hospitals in Louisville, Kentucky last night after the partial collapse at a company that makes food colorings and dyes. The FAA has now prohibited U.S. airlines from flying to Haiti for 30 days after gangs shot at three planes at the Port-au-Prince Airport, a Spirit Airlines flight hit by bullets. This is ABC.
The Packers back on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Green Bay Packers back from their bye week, getting ready to play the Bears in Chicago at noon Sunday. I asked the Packers' leading receiver, Jaden Reed, how's he feeling week 11 with at least 8 more games to go?
I feel really good right now. I felt pretty good last game too, but before that I was pretty beat up. So, you know, that's why we had a bye week. And, you know, hopefully everybody's feeling much better so we can go out there and fly around and play the best ball we can play.
The Badgers host the number one ranked team in the nation, Oregon, when they play at Camp Randall Saturday night at 6:30. NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons tonight in Milwaukee. The Bucks with a 99-85 win over the Raptors.
What Giannis did today was he really played. One of the things we harp about is playing quick decision basketball. You know, it went from side to side, it moved and went back down, swung back in the paint and made threes. And Giannis was a shepherd of that a lot. Ball didn't stick a lot.
That's head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
On Wednesday's show, Lisa Pritzel from Empowerment Dance joins us to give us some great news about her business.
And Katie Compton from Mulva Center for the Arts talks about their Museum for All program. Join us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning. It'll become cloudy by later this afternoon, becoming breezy too. Our high 51. Tonight, scattered rain developing. Our low 43. Tomorrow, showers continue, ending by about midday. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time it's done. Cloudy Thursday, high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail, because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
They are pretty stout on that side of the ball, you know, roughly top 10 in all the key categories. They've certainly done their job on that side of things. You look at Chicago offensively, Evo, right? They loaded up this offseason. I mean, Keenan Allen, they had traded for DJ Moore. They draft a wideout in the top 10. Cole Kmet's a high level tight end. You went out and got Swift, the running back. I mean, it never set up better for a rookie quarterback coming in than it did a rookie being picked number one than it did for Caleb Williams coming in this year. And the offense the last, you know, 3-4 weeks has been absolutely dreadful. And they've obviously had the hangover since the Hail Mary against Washington. They can't snap out of that funk. And, I mean, the Packers are getting him, Evo, at the absolute perfect time. The Packers have him twice in the last 8 games. And the Packers should probably send the schedule makers a card saying thanks.
Yeah. Hey, Rob Reichel joining us right now, Forbes.com, Conley Media.
Well, the weather is definitely changing around Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, if you've started to hear little noises in your attic, or maybe you started noticing little nibbles around some of your outbuildings, that's probably a critter trying to seek shelter with you for the winter. I'm guessing a lot of you don't necessarily welcome that kind of partner. Well, Charity Seebecker is going to join us before the end of the hour and talk with an expert on some of the signs of wildlife trying to seek shelter with you and what you can do to prevent it. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pam Yonke. So today is the 13th of November. What can I tell you? Well, lacrosse, you may be celebrating today. On this day back in 1858, Heilman Brewery was founded. John Gund, Gottlieb Heilman, back in 1858, they basically put lacrosse on the map with their big storage tanks painted to resemble a six-pack of beer. Lacrosse landmark. Heilman Brewery, founded on this day back in 1958. Happy birthdays going out to Wisconsin native, grew up in Madison, Christopher Knoth turns 70 today. Actress Whoopi Goldberg is 68. And actor-comedian Jimmy Kimmel, he turns 56 years young. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFESgroup.com. Fantastic website where you will find literally anything to your heart's desire you want to try to buy, be it land, be it good quality equipment, be it livestock. And remember, if you're thinking about a sale yourself, you can call them and talk to somebody that will walk you through the process, and then soon they'll have an actual visitor at your location. 800-726-8609. 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group's along with us. Before we jump into the auctions that are coming up, I want to touch just real quick on that sale that wrapped up last week in southeast Wisconsin, Ashley. That was a high-end Jersey herd that sold. And for anybody that's kind of saying, everything is going down now, commodity prices are going down now, blah, blah, you guys proved otherwise during that sale.
Yeah, you know, and it's always fun to have an auction stuff off that everybody wants, right? And so some of the high-selling cows were a little over $4,000 and all the way down to little calves that were bringing $1,800. So I can tell you the sellers are very happy. There was cattle that went to 12 different states. I mean, it was just a runaway auction, and everybody was happy at the end.
That's what we like to tell you, folks. Steffes Group tries to make sure everybody's happy at the end of the sale. Let's talk a little bit about what's coming up then, Ashley. It's that time of the year. Pretty much everybody, I'm guessing, has got the equipment done in the fields, except for maybe a little fall tillage. What are the big ones coming up you want to remind us about?
Well, it looks like we're just going to be full of dealer activity along with a lot of really nice farm retirement. So if you're looking on the website, coming up sooner than later, we've got Kibble Equipment next Monday. All that is in Mason City, Iowa. every kind of track tractor and track combine is on that auction. So definitely take a look. Three big RXs, a 620 quad, some combines on tracks, big stuff. So if you're looking for things like that, that's going to be kind of the ticket from now to the end of the year, along with quite a few other dealer sales that will be coming up in December. There's days we were just looking at the calendar where we have four auction at 7 o'clock at night, even.
Wow.
That first week of December. So, I mean, if you're looking to buy something, now's the time. The opportunity is going to be there, just with the amount of volume we have. And I'm not sure we're going to see that next spring like we are now, but, so if there's something in particular you're looking for, there might be some good buys out there.
Yeah, and remember, folks, time quickly slips through your fingers if you're looking at end-of-the-year purchases to replace something or add something in addition. StephesGroup.com, that website is comprehensive. S-T-E-F-F-E-S Group.com. And what is this I see, Ashley? You guys now have acquired a partner in Canada?
Yes, yeah, we haven't talked about that yet, so... a couple, 3 hours north of Williston, North Dakota. We have a place we're opening up there. Bruce Schapansky is the name. Nice family business. A lot of the same values we have. Everything just aligns real well. And, of course, if you ever worked in Canada, it's not easy. So I think we've jumped through the hoops there, hired a lot of good people. And we think the market's pretty ripe up there, and that's big ag industry up there.
Yeah, big ag is right. They farm in sections. That's, again, like I said, if you want to find out more about that story or see some of the upcoming auctions, make sure you jump online, StephesGroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S Group.com, or call them if you're interested in something and need more details. They'll connect you, 800-726-8609. And I know Randy Kath was talking about that consignment auction he's pulling together just for Wisconsin, Ashley. If people have items they want to kind of offer up, now is the time to get them entered in, huh?
Yeah, truly. So we do have some time yet to consign to that sale. It's going to be on the 19th of December. Oddly enough, our construction auction is that day, too, so... whether you got ag or construction, either one of those sales are going to work for you.
Excellent. Find out more, folks, or give them a call. StephesGroup.com or that toll-free number, 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Again, good morning, everyone. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke on the Midwest Farm Report. Checking in from Kansas City. This is where the National Association of Farm Broadcasting has their annual event, and that's where we're at. One of the conversations that we're going to be hearing more about today, the Trump administration. What is it looking like as far as the global perspective? Well, remember, our Wisconsin farmers depend on fertilizer from around the world. Now, the question is, the previous Trump administration imposed a 25% duty on fertilizers imported from places like China. Also, conversations about putting the same kind of tariff in place on sources like Russia. Well, according to Josh Lineville, who is a fertilizer market analyst with StoneX, that could cause some real supply chain problems for farmers in the United States.
Oh, okay, U.S., you want to put duties on me? You want to put tariffs on me? I'll go sell it to India. I'll go sell it to Brazil. I'll sell it to Central America. I will sell it to everybody else in the world except for you. And Morocco has done the same thing. And so from that perspective, we have basically chopped off two of our most efficient and reliable suppliers of inventory and had to rely on less efficient supply lines around the world. Less efficient means higher price.
That's Josh Linville, fertilizer market analyst with StoneX. He reminds us that Russia is a major exporter and supplier of all fertilizers Wisconsin farmers need, potash, phosphate, as well as nitrogen.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Angela Lang from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities. A little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot in hour number 2. I hope you'll join us.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Is going to introduce us to a critter control agent. Now is the time of the year when a lot of critters are looking for shelter. And if you don't want them as your neighbors in your house, you might want to take protection today. Charity's on the way. You know, it's also on the way. Thanksgiving and some of our holiday dining events. The good news is, if you're looking for turkey, supplies are more than adequate. That's the word from Ashley Coles. She's the executive director of the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association, and she says turkey consumption has actually gone up.
Yes, and when you look at USDA reports from 2023, actually the per capita consumption of turkey in the United States actually did go up in 2023.
And Ashley Cole with the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association. We'll have more with her as the week wears on and Thanksgiving approaches. Charity Seebecker coming your way next.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump. Patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like 3 distinct modes of action against above-ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It
It's good!
Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/no pests.
As winter approaches, some unexpected house guests are looking for cozy shelter. And they're not exactly the welcome type. Wildlife expert Marcus Bueller, owner of Skedaddle Humane Wildlife Control, explains that as the temperatures drop, critters like mice and squirrels are eager to find warmth in our homes. I'm Charity Stubecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and this seasonal invasion brings some challenges and plenty of surprises, from mysterious attic noises to tricky evictions. Mueller shares some insights and advice for homeowners facing the annual rodent rush and the unexpected wildlife that comes with winter.
This time of year, it's all about rodents. So mice and squirrels are typically moving into homes as things get colder. We get towards winter, they're looking for warm places to find shelter or store food to weather the cold weather, just like we are.
And has it changed over time at all? I know last winter we had a pretty mild winter. So is it different compared to that?
There's a little bit of seasonal variation. I think year to year, we mostly see as soon as the temperatures start dropping below freezing at night is when we start to see that uptick in rodent activity. Last year, like you said, it was a lot more mild. So we did see some of our other late summer species really pushing into the fall. And then the mice were kind of taken off into the December months.
So why is our house the prime real estate for them to want to come in when it gets this cold weather?
They're looking for the same things we are. They're looking for places to sleep, places to find shelter, food, water. And the way that we build our houses just so happens to provide all of those things for so many species that live around us. So it's not necessarily that we're taking the habitat away from them or we're building our houses wrong. It just so happens that the way we build our houses against the weather, focusing on water, wind, the elements, they're not built with wildlife in mind. So the little spots like an attic that, you know, is away from us, it's a great spot for an animal to live because it's climate controlled, so to speak. They're able to find the shelter in the same spots we are by taking advantage of these resources that we're really putting out for them.
So then what are some of the subtle, maybe telltale signs for homeowners that they should be looking out for that indicate that maybe that you do have a critter or something in their house, whether that's, like you mentioned, a rat, a rodent, or even potentially squirrels, raccoons, or anything like that?
So the most common one that we hear from folks is hearing noises at night, little scratches, the tiniest little scratch in the back of the drywall, or even louder scratching noises is a good indicator that there's something living out there. We've had, you know, folks tell us that it's the tiny little scratching noise that indicates a mouse, all the way up to, it sounds like there's a bowling ball rolling around in my attic space. So, you know, the noises are a big one for indicating the presence of animals. Some of the more subtle ones, we're looking for chewing on wooden soffits, little areas in the trim that might be chewed away or pushed out of place. Sometimes in more extreme cases, there's odor present from heavy wildlife infestations, but typically it's going to be hearing noises or seeing the little signs chewing, staining on the outside of the home.
Do certain animals move into different parts of the home? So like you mentioned, the attic or maybe even the basement, depending on that animal's needs, does it depend then on what type of place in our house they're going to try to hide?
Absolutely. So if you think about what an animal's looking for, it's looking for that shelter. Different animals require different shelter needs. So cavity nesting birds that are typically going to be nesting in holes in trees, we'll look at a wall vent on our home, like a perfect little wall cavity or a tree cavity to build a nest in. Similarly, a squirrel is going to be building a small nest out of leaves in a tree. A soffit space that's somewhat protected from the wind and the elements can perfectly replicate that. A lot of bats are going to be looking for caves to roost in over winter. Our attics provide the exact same type of shelter that a cave might. So it's kind of finding that analog to what they're looking for out in the quote-unquote nature and finding it in our home.
What is maybe the funniest or most memorable story that you have about an animal extraction? Was there an animal that was particularly stubborn or even creative in avoiding some capture or anything like that?
The one that comes to mind right now is actually one from a couple of weeks ago. We had an adult skunk that was running around a neighborhood with a rodent bait box. So a bait station that was designed to poison rodents out in around a house. The skunk had gotten curious about what the bait was inside, smelled something that was attractive, and ended up getting its head stuck in it. And it was running around the neighborhood, couldn't see. So we got called out to help the little guy and ended up eventually freeing him after about an hour of very carefully trying to coax him out without, you know, too much force that might startle him into an unpleasant scenario for the neighbors. But gently enough that we could get it out and make sure that he could go on his way. And it was a good example of, you know, making sure that we want to be using rodenticides in the right way. Our company doesn't necessarily use them but being more focused on the exclusion side can be a really important way to manage wildlife in the homes, but not provide the secondary, you know, potential downsides to them for other animals that might see them as well.
So how do you guys train then to be able to do this? When you say skunk, I'm instantly thinking, oh no, if I don't want to get too close because I'm going to get sprayed. So, but here you are purposely trying to get close so you can help it. So how are you learning how to do all of this?
Yeah, so my background's in wildlife. I'm a wildlife biologist by trade. Went to school here at UW for that within the wildlife program. So I bring a lot of wildlife background to this, and you know, we train pretty much anybody who wants to get involved with wildlife to do the work that we do. Most of the work that we are doing is pretty hands-off for the animals. We let the animals do their thing, use a one-way door to evict them, and kind of rely on their own biology and their own life history to evict themselves from homes. And then we focus on the exclusion side. And we find that that's a really teachable skill set for somebody who really is passionate about helping animals, passionate about helping people, and allows us to really grow, you know, in all the areas that we're working.
That's Marcus Mueller, owner of Skedaddle Humane Wildlife Control, along with us. He said that their role is similar to an electrician or a plumber in a sense that a homeowner can do the same things for themselves. But when it comes to a bigger job in case like these unwanted house guests, it's time to call the professionals. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Good news and bad news about food prices today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Food prices. The bad news is they're still rising. The good news? The rise is relatively small.
Grocery prices are predicted to increase by 1.2%.
That's Megan Schweitzer, an economist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Grocery price inflation has been lower than the overall inflation rate for over a year now, for the past 14 months.
Schweitzer says other economic factors are also tamping down inflation.
We've seen energy prices decrease by 6.3%, gas prices down over 15%, and then prices for unprocessed agricultural commodities, so those raw products off the farm, prices are essentially flat for those products over the year.
Price changes are not consistently low among all food categories, though, says Schweitzer.
Eggs is one of the categories that we're predicting to rise faster than its historical average. You're predicting egg prices to increase by 8.8% in 2024 and by 10.5% in 2025.
And the opposite of inflation is deflation, which, says Schweitzer, happens, but not very often.
Typically, we don't see grocery price deflation or prices decreasing. Over the last few decades, we've only seen that happen twice, in 2016 and 2017.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Bob's Burgers writer John Schrader and actor and creator of the first annual Milwaukee Independent Film Awards, Ezekiel Drews. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt and Air on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And